This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you today by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, wildfires in Texas have been burning for some time and are reportedly at least 70%, if not more, contained. In fact, they are just doing battle with a few of the hot spots. However, the loss of property and life in Texas has been terrible. In fact, cattle are spread across both of those spectrums. While they are livestock property of ranches, there are also lives being lost in the devastating event. And we're getting a little perspective on what things are looking like right after this.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
The count for the loss of cattle is still going on as animals are still being gathered and some will have to be euthanized. The loss is already in the tens of thousands and could grow. Lane Cockles with Beaver County Stockyards and says this loss is doubly devastating as herd sizes were already low from drought conditions.
We were already short on cows in this part of the world from the drought there a couple years ago, so cow numbers themselves are already down, and this is for sure not going to help that in any way, shape, or form. What it does to the long-term cow market, it's hard to say exactly, but in the short term, we were short young cows anyway, and that's not going to change here for the next 6 months to a year and a half. Just the total devastation in this deal, it's just been awful, but it once again brought to the forefront just the resiliency of so many of the people in this part of the world. And it doesn't matter whether you're talking to somebody from Slopout, Oklahoma, Perryton, Texas, Border, Texas, Fritch, it don't matter. They all hate what's happened, but on the same token, they're getting up and hitting it again.
Pat McDowell is a farmer, rancher, and district judge in Wheeler County, Texas, and he talks about how the mop-up efforts are going to finish off the fire.
The definition of containment is they don't have every little hot spot within the boundary put out. So that's, as far as we know right now, the fire's out. All the firefighters are at home except for all of the wonderful state volunteers. There's supposedly 300 and some odd volunteer firefighters and paid fire departments from around the state that are up here doing the mopping up operations. But the major fire is over, but I mean, there's still always a chance for an ember, a wind change, you know, to start the thing back up. And, you know, but it's pretty much out.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been offering all the efforts of the state to help ranchers affected. And even though the wildfire was so large, McDowell says they won't qualify for any FEMA disaster help and will have to rely on the state and private donations.
He has offered every state agency's assistance, and those state agencies have been up here, you know, since day two, and it's really been good. The Department of Emergency Management's kind of taken over the big part of it, and they're helping all the firefighters, and, you know, a lot of it's paperwork now, and to try to get some reimbursement from the feds and some of the state agencies. But this is not going to reach a FEMA level disaster. It's basically going to be private donations, faith-based charities that are, you know, going to help these, whatever the exact number is, 70 or 80 homeowners, 100 homeowners that have lost their house. We're still needing hay up here. We still need some cow cake. And then fencing supplies is going to be the big deal.
We have a link set up over at iowaagnet.com so you can click over to the Texas Farm Bureau website and learn how you can donate. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.